written by Alexandra Joel and read by Danielle Carter. Chapter 1. Paris, December 1948. Grace Woods danced out of the Paris metro with a buoyant step and visions of an enticing future whirling through her mind. "Phew," she gasped. Having been in Paris for just 3 days, she still found the icy air a shock. Grace had never felt its knife-like penetration in Australia. Home signified heat and pure, brilliant light. Lofty cobalt skies, the sharp, sweet smells of eucalyptus, the shrill cries of milky cockatoos, vibrant rosellas, and rainbow-coloured lorikeets. Here, on wintry Avenue Montaigne, everything she gazed upon, the charming townhouses, the bare trees, the boutiques and cafes, was veiled by a pearly luminescence as captivating as it was strange. Even less familiar was the version of herself Grace spied in the glass of a shop window. As she moved backwards and forwards, her image blurred, then rippled into focus once again. She was satisfied that her dark curls remained swept into their neat chignon. Her crimson lipstick was intact and her emerald eyes were clear. But still she felt a faint eddy of concern. Her navy blue dress, with its long pointed collar and cinched waist, was the product of a Sydney dressmaker's labours. Would it withstand the scrutiny of a connoisseur? Drawing closer, Grace considered her appearance once again. Yes, she was certain. The frock bore sufficient resemblance to a Paris original so that with the addition of a new black hat, the azure feather had been added on a whim. It would surely pass as chic. She gave her reflection a happy nod and continued on her way. Striding along the pavement, Grace passed a restaurant with a stand outside its door displaying succulent Bellon oysters arranged on frosty beds of ice. A florist with bunches of soft pink anemones in the window and a small art gallery exhibiting tender pastels of ballerinas. Then, quite suddenly, there before her eyes was an unobtrusive nameplate on a pale grey stone facade. At last she had arrived at her famous destination. Grace yearned to know what marvels she might find inside. She peered up, blinking in the early morning light, but saw only the carved bust of an ancient goddess set above the entrance, rows of tall, mullioned windows, and a line of balconies encircled by delicate fronds of curling black wrought iron. Number 30 Avenue Montaigne was an edifice that emanated discretion. It gave no secrets away. Unwilling to wait a moment longer, Grace skipped towards the distinguished frock-coated gentleman stationed outside the front door. He was a man of perhaps 45, with steel grey hair, an aquiline nose, and the dignity of a royal courtier. "Bonjour," she called out cheerfully. "Je suis nouveau mannequin d'Australie."